Let's climb right into it. The arms deal trial involving former President Jacob Zuma and company Thales has been postponed to August. The former president had complained that he would not get a fair trial if he did not appear in person in court with his counsel. He says he needs to speak to them, and that's been his major argument. Well, Judge Bidkun read out his verdict.
I intend just reading out the ruling. It is as follows. One, the trial is adjourned to 10 to 13 August 2021 for the adjudication of the issues raised in the special plea in terms of Section 106(1)(h) of the Criminal Procedure Act 51 of 1977. Two, the ruling in respect of the relief claimed in paragraph 1 of the notice of application dated 17 July 2021 is adjourned to 10 August 2021. Three, the directive of 15 July 2021 that the hearing of the special plea will proceed by way of a virtual hearing shall continue to apply unless revoked or revised as provided below. Four, the parties and the Department of Correctional Services are each invited to provide a list in point form and not exceeding two pages of double-spaced typing of any considerations and or prejudice which might result, which they consider relevant to the decision whether the directive should be revoked or revised. Five, the list of considerations and possible prejudice referred to in paragraph four above must be compiled with reference to the circumstances that will prevail or are anticipated to prevail as from 9 August 2021. Six, the lists referred to in paragraph four above must be transmitted to the judge's registrar per email on or before 2 August 2021. Seven, the registrar is directed to transmit a copy of this order per email to the head of the correctional facility at S Court, where Mr. Zuma is currently detained. Eight, any revision of the directive or the revocation thereof shall be communicated to the parties by email on 4 August 2021. 9. In view of the special plea not concerning accused 2, Mr. Durant will continue to be excused, if he so wishes, from attending the hearing on 10 August 2021 on the understanding that he will attend again when required to do so.
All right, so that's the verdict by Judge Bidkun. Let's break this down a little bit. Joining us is Eyewitness News parliamentary reporter Babalwa Ndenze. Good afternoon, Babalwa. Okay, so now we have to wait until August.
Yes, indeed, Ray. Jacob Zuma's Stalingrad strategy seems to be working like a charm, if this is anything to go by. I mean, even from prison, former President Zuma calls himself a three-week reprieve until his next appearance, which will be that issue that we'll be discussing on the recusal of Billy Downer. Now, Zuma's legal team told the court a three-week postponement wouldn't really affect any of the parties involved, and they argued that on Monday. But today, Judge Kuhn took a more really balanced approach, Ray, ordering that all parties, including correctional services, to give compelling reasons why it should or should not be virtual. And the judge really wants both parties to give him written reasons why they will be prejudiced by no later than the 2nd of August. So no ruling on the trial itself, if it's going to be virtual or not. If they fail to bring such evidence, then, I mean, it would be done virtually if they fail to convince him. So not really a clear victory for Zuma by any means, but he does get that three-week postponement that he was calling for. And on the 4th of August, when the court will basically inform the decision to all the parties involved. So ultimately, I think after the 4th of August, that special plea to have Billy Downer recused, we will see exactly how it will be, you know, presented, whether it will be in a virtual court, as Tate has argued, or it will be done and Zuma will be present in court, you know, as he's requesting, and we'll only see, you know, I mean, early in August, Ray.
It actually sets a very interesting precedent, because if the judge does rule that he is allowed to come to court, that he has that right, I suppose this could then affect other cases.
Yes, indeed, it would affect other cases. And one should also you know, think about this and remember that President Jacob Zuma, in an unrelated matter, is in fact in a correctional facility now and is going to serve, you know, not the entire 15 months, but a portion of it. And, you know, he will be incarcerated during this. It will be interesting how the judge does, you know, decide on this matter, and it could affect other cases. And it also could affect other cases that might also involve him. So it will be interesting to see what the judge decides later, because he, as you correctly pointed out, Ray, it will definitely affect other cases. And if applicants want to, you know, insist on appearing personally and say that their constitutional rights are being trampled on by being confined, you know, to a virtual setting, one will really be able to have a good idea of, you know, how things will look going forward on the 4th of August.
Eyewitness News reporter Babalo Ndenze.